This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Passengers celebrate. Masks off on trains and planes.
I was like, good, I'm free. I just take it off.
I didn't remove mine until we left the plane.
The battle for eastern Ukraine.
Fighting is intensifying.
Break out the boots.
6 to 12 inches of a very heavy, wet snow.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, major airlines have told passengers they no longer have to wear masks on board. Some airports have joined in, too. It comes after a federal judge in Florida tossed out a national mask mandate for public transportation. On trains and buses, it will now vary depending on where you are. Masks are still needed on New York City public transit. They're optional in Washington, D.C. Same for Amtrak. The ride service Uber says it's no longer requiring masks. CBS's Errol Barnett on this new chapter in pandemic travel.
Transportation Security Administration will no longer enforce the federal mandate.
Cheers erupted on flights Monday afternoon after airlines announced one by one an end to the mask mandate. This comes after a Florida federal judge ruled the CDC exceeded its authority. Travel industry analyst Henry Hardevelt.
How much of a surprise was this to you?
On a scale of 1 to 10 or 12.
The ruling from Trump-appointed Judge Catherine Kimball Mazel came as unwelcome news for the Biden administration.
This is obviously a disappointing decision. The CDC continues recommending wearing a mask in public transit.
Now travelers may decide to mask up or not.
It's ridiculous. We're so tired of it.
It's a preventive measure. If they tell me, for example, I don't have to wear seatbelts anymore, I'll still wear my seatbelts.
Infectious disease expert Dr. Celine Gounder says this shift will affect people with compromised immune systems the most.
We have put the onus entirely on those who are immunocompromised to protect themselves. That means that we need to make sure that they have access to high-quality masks, the best masks possible.
Now to eastern Ukraine, where CBS's Chris Livesay tells us Russia has opened a new phase of its deadly and destructive invasion.
Russian troops have begun the battle for Donbas, says Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, setting the stage for major clashes of tanks and heavy artillery unlike anything we've seen since World War II, Ukraine says. It's a massive buildup in the eastern region of ongoing clashes, none more infamous than Mariupol. After weeks of resistance, now on the brink of doom.
In Afghanistan, scenes of destruction. Explosions targeting schools have killed at least six civilians and injured about a dozen others. They took place in mostly Shiite Muslim areas west of Kabul. No claim of responsibility. Back here at home, school closings because of heavy snow in parts of Pennsylvania and New York and on into northern New England. And this nor'easter is bringing heavy rain and flooding to other areas. The Weather Channel's Jim Cantore is tracking the snow.
We got big snow on the west side. We've already got over a foot in many, many areas. We're going to go to 18 before all is said and done. We've got power outages that have topped a quarter of a million customers.
The big run-up in gas prices has made life difficult for a lot of people. But is it enough to change the thinking about electric vehicles? Jennifer DePinto is our Deputy Director of Elections and Surveys.
Overall, higher gas prices have not prompted more people to consider an electric car. 31% of Americans would consider buying an electric vehicle if they were in the market for a car. A bit more, 38% say they would consider a hybrid vehicle.
Some cases of a mysterious liver disease in children first found in Britain have now turned up in the U.S. CBS's Vicky Barker.
The first cases were spotted in children here in Britain. Now children in four European countries and the state of Alabama have developed serious cases of hepatitis. They had no contact with each other, and the usual viruses responsible for inflammation of the liver were not involved here.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
A federal judge says a group of Georgia voters can continue with legal efforts to disqualify Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene from running for re-election to Congress. The challenge, which surfaced last month, claims she helped facilitate the attack on the U.S. Capitol. Greene filed a lawsuit calling the effort unconstitutional. Over some charged in the Capitol attack, a new legal strategy is emerging.
Our CBS News Review finds more than a dozen Capitol riot defendants have requested changes of venue to move their cases away from D.C. and a jury pool they argue is too traumatized and too saturated by media coverage of the attack. Prosecutors reject that argument, saying the jurors are fair and media coverage of January 6th is everywhere. Stuart Rhodes, founder of the Oath Keepers, is now the highest-level defendant to make this ask. Legal analyst Catherine Ross says watch this case closely.
It is undoubtedly the most important case. Rhodes is a very high-profile defendant.
Scott McFarland, CBS News.
Now to Stockton, California, where a 15-year-old girl was stabbed to death on a high school campus in what police say was a random attack. Vincent Enriquez is her softball coach.
It hurts. I mean, obviously, we see everybody here. Everybody loved this girl more than anything in the world.
A man in his 40s has been detained. In Chicago, federal authorities say they will not criminally charge the former police officer convicted of murder in the 2014 shooting death of black teenager Laquan McDonald. McDonald's family agreed a second prosecution was not necessary. A state report in Florida looks at the death of a 14-year-old boy on an amusement park ride last month.
The report says the ride's operators more than doubled the size of the harness for 14-year-old Tyree Sampson. His weight far exceeded the manufacturer's safety limit. State Representative Geraldine Thompson says now they have to find out
at what point those adjustments were made, who authorized them, were they reported to the department.
Thompson says this incident could mean changes in how the state regulates rides in the future. For now, this one remains closed. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Some people have been told to leave their homes south of Prescott, Arizona, because of a wildfire that's burned hundreds of acres. Some fire evacuation orders have been lifted now in southern New Mexico. A blaze there killed two people and destroyed more than 200 homes.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great tasting, high quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
A top career site is adding some new titles to help parents re-enter the workforce.
Titles like stay-at-home mom or stay-at-home dad are set to appear on LinkedIn along with references to parental leave. Ellen Galinsky with the Families and Work Institute says the jury is still out on acceptance in the workplace, but
we have to redefine the new normal rather than to assume that we're going back to the old normal if we really want to thrive.
And Galinsky views the transparency as a welcome addition. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
A top executive at a fast food chain in Japan is looking for work, he was fired over sexist comments. The official at Yoshinoya, which serves up low-cost beef bowls, is said to have suggested a marketing strategy to get virgins addicted to the company's food. The idea apparently being that once men treat women to more expensive meals, they won't eat beef bowls anymore. His comments came in a lecture which later got traction on social media. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.